It's low tide at Cambodia's Tonle Sap, Southeast Asia's largest freshwater lake. Fishing boats return to the docks, while children play on the mudflats. Their joyful cries are a stark contrast to Tum Sarum's childhood.
In my childhood, I helped my mother make steamed rice cakes to sell,
says the 41-year-old, crouching as she skewers small fish. For as long as Sarum can remember, work has been a part of her life.
I needed to wake up very early in the morning. I rowed a boat from one village to the next to sell the cakes.
After her father passed away, Sarum had to support her mother.
That was why I quit school.
Sarum's story is not uncommon. 19% of Cambodian children aged 5 to 17 work, most in agriculture, especially fisheries. Fishing and rice cultivation are the backbone of the country's economy. They're integral to Cambodian cultural identity and food security. While Tonle Sap Lake contributes over half of the country's fish production, its 4.8 million residents are some of Asia's poorest. Many face extreme poverty, and parents have no choice but to send their children to work, explains Wan Ton from the Commune Committee for Women and Children.
In the past 10 to 15 years, there has been a lot of child labour in the community. They always bring their children fishing with them, and they use their children to work for others to get extra income for their family.
While it's legal in Cambodia for children aged 15 to 17 to work, what's not legal is when that work violates their rights.
Child labour is defined as work that is inappropriate for a child's age, if it affects or interferes with a child's education, or if it is likely to harm their health and safety.
That's child labour expert Ariane Janton from the Food and Agriculture Organisation of the United Nations, FAO. She says that when children miss out on an education, they miss out on so much more.
Child labour hinders children from reaching their full potential and their future chance of getting decent employment. Child labour perpetuates a cycle of rural poverty.
That's why FAO is working closely with the Cambodian government and partner organisations to address the root causes of child labour. This includes developing awareness-raising materials and visual tools to promote gender equity and protect children from hazardous work in fisheries. FAO also provides trainings to fisheries associations in helping identify and prevent child labour. Chom Chun took part in a training on child labour prevention. As chief of the Community Fisheries Committee, he travels to fishing villages in Kampong Chenang Province to raise awareness about child labour. Today he's organised a community meeting in Konlang Pei Village.
I visited some families and explained to each family about child labour to make it clear to them.
Fishing villages are often isolated with limited access to schools and transportation. As a result, many adult fisherfolk are illiterate and face poverty. Chun's mission is to encourage them to send their children to school. He explains to them how the community stands to benefit as well.
Suppose we can eliminate child labour in the community. In that case, our community gets many advantages. Why? Once enough children are going back to school, then there are resources in the community.
Early morning in Konlang Pei Village, only fisher folk and a chorus of cicadas are awake at this hour. Sarum's daughter, Chom Kum Sie, sits cross-legged in the dark, concentrated by her book, which she reads under torchlight. Normally, the teenager would be getting up at this hour to go fishing with her father, but these days she wakes up early to study.
Every day, I get up at 5 o'clock, read a little, and get ready to go to school at 6 o'clock.
Thanks to joint efforts by FAO and the Cambodian government, Khum Sie is enrolled in school instead of child labour. Every day, she rides a motorbike to school.
It takes an hour. At 7 a.m., I arrive at school. I leave school at 10 o'clock. I arrive home at 11 o'clock. I have lunch, and then I go fishing with my dad.
She helps her dad catch reel fish, used to make prohok, a salty fermented fish paste commonly used in Cambodian cuisine.
When I go fishing, I throw gill nets. I release the fish from the gill nets and I take off the scales or the fish's skin.
Then she helps her mother clean and prepare the fish to either smoke or sell.
I'm back home at 5 in the evening. I help my mother peel the remaining fish until it's done at around 6 or 7.
These days, just catching enough fish for dinner can be a challenge, as fish numbers in Tonle Sap Lake continue to decline. Even more reason for children like Khum Sie to get an education.
If my daughter could pass her grade 12, I would be very excited.
Sarum wants her daughter to have the opportunities that she never had.
I do not want my children to be illiterate like me.
Fighting child labour through education helps break the cycle of poverty. It keeps children safe and teaches them new skills to find jobs that earn a more stable income. Khum Sie performs well at school, and although she still works for her family, she attends class regularly, thanks to the full support of her parents. Her dream is to one day become a teacher in her own community.
I want to be a teacher in the village because there is always a shortage of teachers. If there is a teacher in a village, it is easy to educate children and allow them to acquire knowledge.
Which just goes to show that fighting child labour through education really does benefit everyone.